Being one day at my window all alone, so many strange things happened to me to see, so much it grieveth me to think thereon, at my right hand a hind appeared to me, so fair as mote the greatest god delight, to eager dogs did her pursue and chase, of which the one was black, the other white, with deadly force so in their cruel race. They pinched the haunches of that gentle beast, that at the last and in short time I spied, under a rock where she, alas, oppressed, fell to the ground and there ultimately died. Cruel death, vanquishing so noble beauty, oft makes me wail so hard a destiny. After at sea a tall ship did appear, made all of ebon and white yore, the sails of gold of silk the tackle were. Mild was the wind, calm seemed the sea to be, the sky each where did show full bright and fair. With rich treasures this bay ship freighted was, but sudden storm did so turmoil the air, and tumbled up the sea that, alas, she strake on a rock that under water lay, and perished past all recovery. Oh, how great ruth and sorrowful assay doth vex my spite with perplexity, thus in a moment to see lost and drowned so great riches as likes cannot be found. Then heavenly branches did I see arise out of the fresh and lusty laurel tree, amidst the yon green wood of paradise, some noble plant I thought myself to see. Such store of birds therein shrouded were, chaunting in shade their sundry melody, that with their sweetness I was ravished near, while on the laurel fixed was mine ear. The sky again ever were to overcast, and darkened was the welkin all about, when sudden flash of heaven's fire outbrast, and rent this royal tree quite by the root, which makes me much and ever to complain, for no such shadow shall be had again. Within this wood out of a rock did arise a spring of water mildly tumbling down, where to approach not in any wise the homely shepherd nor the ruder clown, but many muses and the nymphs withal, that sweetly in accord did tune their voice to the soft sounding of the water's fall, that my glad heart thereat did much rejoice. But while therein I took my chief delight, I saw, alas, the gaping earth devour the spring, the place, and all the clean out of sight, which yet aggrieves my heart ever to this hour, and wounds my soul with rueful memory to see such pleasures gone so suddenly. I saw a phoenix in the wood alone, with purple wings and crest of golden hue. Strange bird he was, whereby I thought a nun, that of some heavenly white I had the view, until he came unto the broken tree, and to the spring that late devoured was. What say I more? Each thing at last we see doth pass away. The phoenix there, alas, spying the tree destroyed, the water dried, himself smote with his beak as in disdain, and so forthwith in great despite he died, that yet my heart burns in exceeding pain for ruth and pity of so hapless plight. Oh, let mine eyes no more see such a sight. At last so fair a lady did I spy, that thinking yet on her I'd burn and quake. On herbs and flowers she walked pensively, mild, but yet love she proudly did forsake. White seemed her robes, yet woven so they were, as snow and gold together had been wrought. Above the vast a dark cloud shrouded her, a stinging serpent by the heel her caught, wherewith she languished as they gathered flower, and well assured she mounted up to joy. Alas, on earth so nothing doth endure but bitter grief and sorrowful annoy, which makes this life wretched and miserable, tossed with storms of fortune variable. When I beheld this trickled, trustless state, of vain world's glory flitting to and fro, and mortal men tossed by troublous fate in restless seas of wretchedness and woe, I wish I might this weary life forego, and shortly turn unto my happy rest, where my free spirit might not any more, but vexed with sights that do her peace molest. And yet, fair lady, in whose bounteous breast all heavenly grace and virtue shrined is, when ye these rhymes do read and view the rest, loathe this base world and think of heaven's bliss. And though ye be the fairest of God's creatures, yet think that death shall spoil your goodly features.